Okay, Sam, you're it.
Thank you, doctor. I am uncircumcised, and I have a situation where the foreskin of my penis gets red, raw, and dried up, and it doesn't want to be flexible or anything. And it's been, you know, for about 6-8 months or so, it's been the case. And my general practitioner has prescribed some nystatin cream on it, antifungal, and doesn't seem to be making any progress with it. Basically, all I've been, the best thing I've done is regular washing with Sebamed, you know, cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And, is there something else that might work?
Well, for symptom relief, did your regular general practitioner recommend that you use that low-dose hydrocortisone, otherwise known as cortisol? What that does is reduce redness, irritation, and itching. But if there's a germ there, it doesn't kill germs, but it does relieve symptoms and at least give you that part of relief of the problem. And then if it seems there's a germ there, you can continue to go after it with other things. One of the first things that comes to mind is, of course, the very small particulate silver, if we're going after a germ, and just rubbing that in good, followed by a little bit of that DMSO and aloe combination, which drives the silver right through. And nobody ever got hurt with silver. Now, yes, if you were to put silver on your skin anywhere in the body for the next 10 years, you could be a blue man in Las Vegas. But other than that, silver doesn't hurt anybody.
Is that something that I could get down at your dispensary?
You can get the nanoparticulate silver. Yes, you can. The hydrocortisone or cortisol, though, is usually sold in big box drugstores, oddly enough, over the counter.
Really?
Yes.
Hydrocortisol.
Yeah, hydrocortisone, second name cortisol.